Hi guys and welcome back to another Love Ints episode. In today's video I'm going to be showing you the Love Ints Lush Mini. As always there is lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I am going to be showing you the new Love Ints Lush Mini. If you haven't heard of Love Ints before, they make interactive sex toys for men and women. These can be controlled manually on the toy, or they can be connected to the Love Ints remote app. When you connect your Love Ints toy to the Love Ints remote app, it opens up a whole new world. You'll be able to control your toy from your device, or you'll be able to let other people control it via long distance. It can also be connected to third-party platforms like Sexlike Real VR and Bloom Erotic Stories. Plus, there's a growing list of video games that are compatible with Love Ints toys. If you want to learn more about those third-party platforms, then check out the rest of my videos or check out my website. So what's coming up in today's video? Well, I'm going to give you an unboxing like I do in all my videos. I'm also going to show you what you get when you buy the Love Ints Mini and how to use it. I'm then going to show you how to connect it to the Love Ints remote app and how to control it within the app. And if all that wasn't enough, I'm going to tell you a little bit more information about the toy itself, and finally at the end I'm going to be giving you a review. So there is absolutely loads coming up in today's video. As I said, I'm going to shut up and let's get into the unboxing video. Okay guys, as always in my videos I show the outside of the box to show you that it is discreet packaging. There was a shipping label on the outside but there was no mention of Love Ints. So let's open it up and take a closer look at what's inside. On the front of the Love Ints mini box there is a picture of the Love Ints mini. In the bottom right hand side of the box there is a QR code that you can scan to download the Love Ints remote app. On the back of the box there is a little bit more information about the Love Ints Mini. Don't worry, we'll cover what's written on the back later in the video. So that's the outside of the box, let's dive into what's inside. So with the cellophane taken off, let's take a closer look at the Love Ints Mini. If you own the Lush 3 or the Lush 4, you'll notice straight away the size difference. The head of the Lush Mini is a lot slender. Underneath our Lush Mini is a small box. In here you'll find your Love Ints Mini magnetic charging cable. Then obviously we've got our Love Ints Lush Mini. And you can just about see there's something underneath. So we're going to remove this padding, and as you can see we've got our instruction manuals underneath. In this user manual it gives you the very basics on how to use the Love Ints Mini. We don't need to cover what's in the user manual because in this video I'm going to show you a lot more than what it tells you. So that's what you get when you buy the Love Ints Lush Mini. Now we're going to take a look at the Love Ints Lush Mini itself. This has the Love Ints LED light panel on the front. This is the same panel that's on the Love Ints Lush 4. If we turn our Lush Mini to the side, you can see the nose on the toy is a lot narrower. The head of the toy is also a lot thinner. Don't worry, I'll show you a comparison of the Lush 4 later in the video. Like the Lush 4, the charging port is located on the inside of the toy. This is a magnetic charging port. All you need to do is line up the head of the charging cable with the port. The magnets inside will do the rest. You'll also notice that the power button is located just above the charging port. To turn on the Lush Mini, all you need to do is hold down the power button. You'll know that your Lush Mini is switched on because the lights on the LED panel will flash. To start the Lush Mini vibrating, it is super simple. All you need to do is quickly push the power button again. To change your vibration pattern, all you need to do is push the power button again. And this is how you cycle through all the vibration patterns. Each vibration pattern has its own colour, with some of the patterns displaying multiple colours. To turn off your Lush Mini, all you need to do is hold down the power button. The toy will stop vibrating and the lights will switch off. What we're going to do now is compare the Lush Mini with the Lush 4. The Lush Mini is on the left and the Lush 4 is on the right. If we hold up both Lush toys side by side, you can see that the Lush Mini is considerably smaller. You can also notice that the nose of the toy is also not as pronounced. Again, the Lush Mini is on the left and the Lush 4 is on the right. You can really see the big difference if you hold them side by side looking at them face on. This time the Lush Mini is on the right and the Lush 4 is on the left. What I'm going to do next is chuck in the Love Ints Lush 3 just so you can see the comparison between all three toys. You can see there's no LED panel on the front of the Lush 3 and the charging port is located at the front. The Lush Mini is also smaller than the Lush 3. The Lush 3 and 4 are both the same size. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that follow button. And if you've been inspired to buy yourself a Lush Mini, there is a link in my profile to my website where you can find a direct link to Love Ints.
So there you have it guys, that's what you get when you buy the Love Ints Lush Mini and how to use it. The next thing I'm going to do is show you how to connect it to the Love Ints remote app and how to control it via the app. Okay guys, the first thing you need to do is make sure your Bluetooth is switched on, your toy is switched on, and you've downloaded the Lovince remote app. As you can see, I've already done that, so we're going to open the app. The first thing you're going to see is the splash screen, and once this is finished loading, you'll be taken to the Lovince remote homepage. To connect your Lush Mini, all you need to do is click on the link icon in the top right hand side of the screen. Here you're going to see a list of all the Lovince toys connected to your phone. What we're going to need to do is scroll to the bottom of that list. As you can see, our Lovince Lush Mini has been detected. If you click on where it says Lush, it will start connecting to your device. This is now connecting to our device, and if we scroll to the top of the list, we can wait until it has been connected. Currently it says connecting, and once it's connected, it will simply say connected. You'll also notice that you'll be able to see the battery life of the Lovince Lush Mini. Because this is the first time we've connected the toy, we're going to need to update the firmware. We're going to do this now, and this is just to show you what happens. So we're going to click on the update button now. You'll see there's new firmware available, and you're going to be asked to click the update button again. I've just done that, and all we need to do now is wait until it gets to 100%. This can take a couple of minutes to do. I've sped this bit of the video up. To finalize the update, you'll see a pop-up on screen. To run the update, you'll need to click on the shutdown button on screen. Click on the shutdown button and it will turn off your Lovince Lush Mini. What we're going to do now is click on the back button in the top left-hand side of the screen, and we're going to turn on our Lovince Lush Mini again. This will automatically start connecting your Lovince Lush Mini back to the app. As this is the first update, it is going to take a little bit longer to connect. Once it has been connected, it will flash up on screen that the firmware has been updated. What I'm going to quickly show you next is the settings page. In here, you can find some cool things that you can do with the Lovince Lush Mini. The first thing at the top of the list we can do is change the name of the toy. So if you don't want it to be called the Lush Mini anymore, you can change it here. We're going to click on the back button, and this time we're going to click on program, which is the next on the list. This is where you can save your favourite patterns to your Lovince Lush Mini. This means you can use them in standalone mode when you're not connected to the Lovince remote app. If you click on the add pattern button, it will take you to a list where you've created other patterns in the past. If this list is empty, click on the create pattern button in the top left hand side of the screen. You'll see the controller appear and you can start creating your pattern. Once you finish creating your pattern, click on the save button in the top right hand side of the screen. You'll then be asked to name your pattern. Once you finish naming it, click on the save button on the screen. Once you click save, it will automatically save to your Lovince Lush Mini. To add a pattern that you've previously created, click on the add pattern button again, select the pattern that you want to upload, and click on the done button in the top right hand side of the screen. Again, this will add this pattern to your Lovince Lush Mini. You can remove any of these patterns at any time by clicking on the red minus button on the right hand side of the screen. Back to the main menu now, and we're going to click on toy strength. This is where you can set your maximum and minimum vibration levels. When saved, this means your vibration levels will not go above this level. This includes when you're using it long distance and as a webcam model. Once set, click on the save button in the top right hand side of the screen. Back to the main menu, and this time we're going to click on serial number. I don't actually know what this is used for yet. I will find out what this is for and mention it in a future video. Next on the list is enable disable lights on your Lovince Lush Mini. Click on the toggle and it will turn the lights off. Click on the toggle again and it will turn them back on. Next on the list is LED colour. Here you'll be able to customise the colours that are displayed on your Lovince Lush Mini. At the top you have 9 multicolours. These change as the levels increase on your Lovince Lush Mini. At the bottom of the screen you have 6 solo colours. No matter what the vibration level is, it will stay the same colour. Once you've chosen your colour, select it and click on the back button. Next on the list is continue if disconnected. This means if your toy is disconnected whilst in long distance mode, it will still continue vibrating until it picks up a connection again. And once it is connected again, you can choose which pattern it goes back to. All you need to do is click on the toggle underneath. If you want your firmware updated automatically or you want to turn it off, you can select it at the bottom of the screen. Finally, at the bottom of the list is delete toy. This does exactly what it says on the tin. That's the settings page explained. Now we're going to click in the top left hand side and go back to the toy menu. Tap on the Lush Mini name and you'll be taken to the Lovince remote homepage. From here, I'm going to show you the basics on how to control control your Love & Slush Mini from the app. The first one we're going to click on is Remote. There's a timeline that runs along the top of the screen and a pink ball at the bottom. Move this pink ball up and down and your toy will vibrate. On the right hand side of the screen there are functions that you can use when you're using your Love & Slush Mini. There are five functions here and the first one you can click on is Loop. Any movement here you make, it will repeat once you let go of the screen. When you let go, the ball will release and go back to the bottom of the screen. This means you can now use your toy hands-free and not have to play with the app. Next is the float function. This lets you move the ball up and down on the screen and it'll hold its position once you let go. The vibration level won't change until you tap the screen again and move the ball. Next down is the transition button. Like the float button, this allows you to hold the position of the vibrations. This gives you a percentage of how strong the vibrations level are. Back to the right hand side and we've got local sync. This is an advanced feature that is limited to some of the Love & Slush toys. Unfortunately, it's not available on the Love & Slush Mini. This basically uses sensors to control other toys. Finally, on the right hand side is Record. This allows you to create patterns and save them within the app. Once you finish recording your pattern, click on the Record button again and it will save it directly to the app. Back to the homepage now, and this time we're going to click on My Patterns. Here you'll find that pattern that we just created. You'll also see a list of other patterns that you've created within the Love & Remote app. If we click on the three dots next to the pattern, we'll be given some more options. You can share the pattern, rename it, add it to a playlist, or delete it. If we go back and select the pattern, it will bring up the player. Like an audio player, click on play and it will make your toy vibrate. You can also pause it and skip forwards and backwards. Back to the list, and this time we're going to click on Mixer. This feature lets you combine patterns together. I'll be covering this feature in more depth in an upcoming video. And obviously, as you can see in the bottom right hand side of the screen, you can create a pattern in here as well. You can also create a playlist at the top of the screen. Back to the homepage, and this time we're going to click on Control Link. And this is just one of the ways you can have someone control your Love & Slush toy. If we click on Create Control Link, we'll be given two options. The first option is One-on-One Link. This will create a link that someone can use to control your Love & Slush toy. You can set in the link which one of your Love & Slush toys can be controlled. You can set how long for, and you can give it a description. Then you can set whether it's a reusable link, give it permissions, and share it publicly. Once you've saved all these options, you'll be given a link and it will be saved in this screen. Then all you need to do is share that link with whoever you want to control your toy. Once the timer runs out, the toy will no longer be accessible. You can then generate a new link, or you can add that person to your friends list. To see how to do that, check out my website where I've got a blog explaining how to control the toy long distance. I've also made a video on this, so check out my channel. Finally, on the homepage, we've got patterns at the bottom of the list. Here you'll find patterns that have been created by other people. You can save these patterns to your device and use them with your Love & Slush toys. They have been created by Love & Slush users, but there is some patterns that have been created by Love & Slush themselves. You can find these by searching or swiping right on the screen. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and follow button. And if you have been inspired to buy yourself a Love & Slush Mini, then there is a link in my profile. On here, you'll be taken to my website where you'll find a direct link for Love & Slush.
So there you have it, guys. That's how to connect the Love & Slush Mini to the Love & Slush Remote app and how to control it within the app. The next thing I'm going to do is tell you a little bit more information about the toy. The Slush Mini has an LED multicoloured display. It weighs just 58 grams, which is considerably less than the Love & Slush 4, which weighs 75 grams. It has a waterproof rating of IPX7. Like the Slush 4, it vibrates at 4000 RPM. It has a noise rating of 36 decibels. It just takes 40 minutes to fully charge the Love & Slush Mini, and it has a continuous use battery life of 236 minutes. And if you just leave it on standby, it lasts for 120 hours. One of the other features, like the Slush 4, is you can rapid charge the Slush Mini. 7 minutes of charging will give you up to 1 hour's worth of use. So even if you let the battery run out, you don't have to wait so long to use it. The diameter of the Slush Mini is 31 millimeters and the Slush 4 is 37. So this does make a big difference when using the toy. I have created a comparison table for the Slush Mini with the Slush 4 on my website, so make sure to check that out.
Okay, so I think that's all the boring information out of the way. All that's left to do is review the toy. Okay, so I've used the Lush Mini, and the first thing I'm going to say is this is not recommended to be used anally. The last thing you want is a trip up to the emergency room with this getting taken out of your bum. Trust me, I kept tight of this bad boy once it was in there. It does have a habit of running up inside small places. However, if you do slip and you've got no trousers on and it does get lodged in your rectum, then this is what you need to know. With this lubed up, this went in so much easier than the Lush 4. This is just as powerful as the Love Inc's Lush 4, and it's just as quiet. This is super easy to clean. I just use some soap and some warm water. As a first toy, this is great. And I don't just mean that from a men's point of view, I mean it for women as well. If you haven't got a great deal of experience with sex toys, then this is what you're going to be wanting to get. And then when you've got a bit more experience, you can go for the Lush 4, or you can go for one of Love Inc's other toys. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Love Inc's Lush Mini, then there is a link in my profile. This will take you to my website, where you'll find a direct link to the Love Inc's website. This is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of Love Inc's profit should you buy something. And it really does help me if you use this link, because I can then make more videos. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also linked in my profile. If you have found this video useful, please do hit that like and follow button. That's it for this video. Until next time, peace out.